For centuries, human beings have been obsessed with our own ability to predict the future. Spoiler alert, it turns out we're actually pretty bad at it. But despite this fact, we continue to make predictions with great confidence. Now, there's no such thing as a crystal ball, but is there any particular way that we can actually look into the future and be more accurate with our predictions? It's time to get educated. Welcome, everyone, to Educated, a podcast with easy-to-follow academic discussion in the realm of psychology and other special topic areas. My name is Mario Rocchetta, and it's great to be back delivering content for the second half of our sophomore season. So let's get right into it. In this episode, we're going to discuss an area of psychological research that particularly fascinates me, and that is human beings' ability to predict the future. Now, even though we're not very good at it, the reality is that many people like to try and prophesize about what's going to happen in the future. Clearly, there's no such thing as a crystal ball to help us out, but there is one handy rule of thumb that we can use to help us to make better predictions about future events. And that rule of thumb is rooted in these 9 words. The best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. Now, notice I'm calling this a rule of thumb because it's definitely not some sort of fundamental law of physics by any stretch of the imagination, but that doesn't mean that we should discredit it. You see, the idea that past behavior is the best predictor of future behavior, it can be traced back to psychologists like Albert Ellis or B.F. Skinner, or even to writers like Mark Twain. If you want to predict at any given time how the people in your life will behave in any given situation, then I simply just ask you this. How have they behaved in the past? Because you see, patterns of behavior are a thing, and by definition, patterns are repeated. Most people, unless they are trying hard not to, will behave in very repetitive, consistent ways. And this is where you've likely heard sayings like, once a cheater, always a cheater, or once a dog, always a dog, implying that if a person did you dirty once, they're likely to do you dirty again. With this knowledge, if a person fools you once, shame on them. But if they fool you twice, then shame on you, because you definitely should have seen it coming a second time, considering that they already have betrayed you a first time. You see, people will often repeat patterns of behavior. Look to the past, think about what a person has done to you, and this could help you to make decisions about how you want to handle things with them in the future. Well, you might be thinking though, yeah, but this person that I'm dealing with is just so erratic. The pattern still applies here. People who are erratic are consistently erratic, predictably erratic. So if you know someone who, say, has a history of backstabbing their friends randomly, well, watch out because you're likely to feel the knife in your back down the road. I've heard it said that the snake in the grass does not have to bite you to still be a snake. And this is so much the truth. We have to watch how people treat others, even if they're currently treating us well. Because if you are with someone who's nice to you, but let's say they're mean to the server at a restaurant, you might actually be with a mean person. They're nice to you now, but just wait. They have it in themselves to be cruel to others, and your turn just might be coming. Now, of course, to say that past behavior is the best predictor of future behavior, well, this kind of oversimplifies the issue. It is true, though, that past behavior often gives an indication of probable future behavior. Imagine Brittany has been exercising 3 times per week for the past year. So we would not be surprised to find that Brittany's exercising next week or in future weeks down the road. This might even give an indication of how well Brittany will perform in a 5K 6 months from now. In terms of maybe a work setting, a salesperson's high level of people contact and networking in their last role might help to predict similar behaviors in the role that you're considering hiring them for, which would hopefully translate into high revenue generation for you and for your company. Taken together, as a general rule of thumb, yes, past behavior may be a fairly good predictor of future behavior. But before we jump to any conclusions about just how predictive the past can be on future events, we have to take into account 4 things, namely the similarity of the past and present or future situations, the time period that's passed since the last behavior, how much a person may have changed over time, and finally, how habitual their behavior might be. Allow me right now to quickly break down each of these 4 conditions. Condition number 1, the future situation being predicted should be very similar to the past situation. For example, predicting how well a tennis player might play in her upcoming match on a clay court should be based on her past performances on clay courts, not grass courts. Or maybe if you're looking to predict how well a sales candidate will do in the role of selling vehicles, well, you should look to his past success or failure in terms of selling vehicles, if possible, and not how he performed, say, at selling encyclopedias door to door. Because you see, that's 2 very different situations, different types of customers, different products, and as such, a different set of behaviors would be required to make the sale. In order to best predict future situations, they should be compared to very similar situations from the past. And this takes us to condition number 2. How much time has passed since the past behavior and the current or future behavior that you're trying to predict? Basing a prediction over a long time period greatly reduces the validity of your prediction. In other words, I want you to imagine right now trying to predict how well Michael Jordan would do in an NBA game tomorrow based on how well he used to perform as a player in the league. It's been almost 18 years since Jordan has last played in a professional game, and a lot has changed over that time period. This brings us to our next condition. Number 3, how much has the person changed over time? You see, in order to more accurately predict based on the past, the person of interest must still be basically the same now as they were then. The thing is, people can change over time for a variety of reasons. General life experience gives us different perspectives on ourselves and on the world as we age. Also, people adapt because of the feedback they get from the world. The consequences of a past behavior can, in fact, lead to a change in that behavior moving forward into the future. But whatever happened to once a dog, always a dog, right? See, this isn't always necessarily the case. If that dog has realized that they've hurt someone and that they want to ask for forgiveness and then take decisive action moving forward to make better decisions. Moving into condition number 4, how habitual is this person's behavior? We know from research that frequent reflexive behaviors are generally more predictive than behaviors that are based on conscious intentions. The intentions of people can make a big difference as to whether they carry out a behavior in a particular pattern or whether it was more just like a one-time thing. This is just something else to consider and really shows that there is much more complexity to this idea that the best way to predict the future is to look to the past. But taken together, if there is one piece of information we know, one of those golden nuggets, if you will, it's that one of the better predictors, at least a fairly good predictor, of probable future behavior is indeed past behavior. And these four conditions that I just reviewed definitely throw a kink into the overall simplicity of what's meant to be a general rule of thumb. Because people can be forgiven for the past. They can repent from their hurtful ways and can consciously attempt to change the bad judgments and bad behaviors of the past into something more positive moving forward. We all know we can, and we know people who have, ourselves included. Yes, people can change. But with that said, there is an overwhelming amount of evidence that exists to support what we know about patterns of habitual behaviors. And more often than not, that is the case. You know, that whole thing about leopards and spots? Connect the dots, and we'll see you next time on Educated.